You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, what's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, ordinarily, but the Mac Man today on this Wednesday morning. Great to be with you off and rolling. Of course, not as good what happened about 6 hours ago with the Phils as they lost. And if you missed it, they lost in unbelievable fashion.
Historical fashion.
Historical fashion. We'll get to that in great detail today because it was actually a three-run home run, inside the park home run that beat the Phillies last night in the ninth inning. So a lot to do there, including the decision to go to Jordan Romano in the ninth inning after he had gotten two outs in the eighth inning. Rob Thompson will certainly come under the microscope today, as he already has over the last 6 hours. And just, you know, driving in, listening to WIP, obviously people are pretty fired up about that. We'll get to a lot of me and Jack and the baseball challenge, which is today at noon. Certainly we look to field your phone calls on both topics. We'll get to some other stuff. But curious on the me versus Jack thing, who you think will win, why, and who you're rooting for. Because sounds like I could use the support given our poll result yesterday, which was that 69% of people expect Jack to win. So look, your chance at 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all of it. Mac Man, how are you, pal?
Well, after that last night's Phillies game, yeah. How do you think I am?
Not great.
Not
man.
Good.
How
yeah,
crazy was that,
Jody?
That
was pretty ugly. I want to be able to say that either of the two outfielders who had a chance to make a play, yep. Castellanos being the lead among them, because he actually made it look like he had a play on the ball, mm-hmm. which he didn't. It was way far enough up the wall he should have been able to know he wasn't going to be able to catch it.
Right.
And then you got to be able to play the carom. As that ball is just rolling away from both of them.
It was totally over at that point.
And I'm yeah. going, oh, man, they're going to lose this game?
Yeah.
All right, tied if they get the two runs off. But it just kept going away and going away. It was a very difficult ninth inning.
I mean, it was really, once the ball carom, given where, if you didn't see it, where Marsh
100%.
Was and where Castellanos was, there was a 0% or...
Yeah, or 100% chance it was going to be an inside the park
home. Yeah. Let's listen to it. Look, we're in a pickle today because we don't ordinarily play audio when the other team wins. It's not something people want to hear. But, I mean, it does tell the story of the game. The story of the game is the Phillies lost on an inside the park home run in the ninth inning, and you kind of got to hear it to understand it, especially
a three-run.
Yeah, three-run. You're on a two-run lead. You're two outs away from winning the game. And then this happens.
Swung on, hit deep, right field, into the gap goes Castellanos at the wall. It's off the wall. It's in play. It bounds way back into center. Two runs are going to score. Bailey's coming around third. He is going to score standing up on a walk-off inside the park home run.
Unbelievable, and obviously horrible. And by the way, the Mets won yesterday, so the Phillies are now, as we hit July the 9th, in a first-place tie. So they have dropped back. It was recently, I think 2 days ago, they were a game and a half up, and now they are tied with the Mets, which obviously you start playing with fire in all sorts of ways, including, by the way, the Phillies are also only, Jody, a lot of people might not know this, only 3.5 games up on a playoff spot. So they got a lot of work to do. This isn't just about trying to win the division and all that that represents. But they got work to do to make the playoffs. It was the Taiwan game yesterday. There was ramifications with that. He didn't pitch bad. You know, he wasn't going to be able to pitch too long. But look, there's a lot to react to, including the ridiculous way the Phillies lost last night. 215-592-9494. Let's get to what I sense will be the main focus of many. Well, really two focuses, I guess I should say. So the first is the bullpen, which obviously at the end of the game let the Phillies down. Now, we got to say, in innings 5, 6, 7, 8, did a great job. I mean, you're going to Manny Moe and Jack and his brother Strom, and it actually worked out for 5, 6, 7, and 8. So this is ironically not like the classic day to hammer the bullpen, because they did get four clean innings from five different relievers, or I think it was four different relievers yesterday. But the bullpen, look, you give up a three-run homer inside the park to end the game. Obviously, bullpen comes into focus, as it should, because it's, you know, Jody, obviously one of the weaker spots of the team. That's clear. But let's get to another spot of the team that I sense will actually likely be more the focus today, and that's Rob Thomson. So if you don't know why, let me just detail it. You've got in the eighth inning, you've got Jordan Romano, and he comes in there with one out in the eighth. Strom has already been used, and kind of the other guys. So Romano gets the final two outs of the eighth. So now it's ninth inning time. You got a decision. It's a tale of two different arguments fans make. Argument one is, my reliever should be able to go more than one inning, or in this case, two-thirds of an inning, go back to Romano. The other argument is, let's go to Kirkring, and my reliever should be able to go on back-to-back days after he pitched 25 pitches the prior day. So you have two classic Philadelphia sports, you should be able to do that! Or you should be able to do that! Now, we all know Kirkring's better than Romano. There's no question about that. Let me just say this. For those that are going to blame or blast Rob Thomson, I entirely disagree with you.
Really?
Entirely. And I'll tell you why, Jody. This is so much more on Dave Dombrowski. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, look, first off, let's go to where it starts, okay? It starts with a $72 million pitcher who can only go four innings because they don't want him to start. So they've removed him multiple times in his tenure from a starter. They go back to him because Mick Abel's not working out. They go back to him because Andrew Painter's not ready. They go back to him because Aaron Nola's injured, none of which are the fault of Dombrowski. But the reality is, Dombrowski signed a $72 million guy 3 years ago who obviously they don't really trust. Nobody in Philadelphia trusts. So Rob Thomson can only use him for four innings yesterday because he's not stretched out. He can't be. He's been a relief pitcher for the last month. So that's issue number one. Then Topper actually does navigate 5, 6, 7, and 8, uses Strom, who I guess most people would say is probably their second best reliever, although he's been shaky this year, uses him in the seventh inning. So now you get to the eighth inning, you get to the Romano portion. So, like, I get it. Could you go to Kirkland? Sure you could. But to me, it is so much more about the limited options Dave Dombrowski gives Rob Thomson. And here's what's going to happen today on WIP, and here's what's going to happen all around the city today. Rob Thompson's going to take a lot of bullets, and he's going to be taking those bullets for two people. Three, actually. I'll give you three entities. One, Romano, who didn't do his job properly enough.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Obviously in the ninth inning. Two, Dombrowski, he's number one for me because of the freaking options. And three is the bats, which only scored three runs in a nine-inning game, like yet again. So I'm just telling you from my vantage point. Now, I'll hear where you're at, 215-592-9494. But I think so much of the blame will be misaligned today. Jody, what say you?
You know how big a Rob Thomson fan and defender I am. Here's the biggest mistake for me that he made last night, because you're right, they've got a ragtag bullpen. And to try and navigate five innings of bullpen work when Taiwan can only go four, you're swimming upstream. It's a difficult task. You're leaving at Rob Thomson's feet to be able to get that done. However, I can't use Strom in the seventh inning. We should understand there is a way the game of baseball works. It's a nine-inning game. We know when it's going to end. It's the ninth inning. So if you use him in the seventh inning, and I know every inning is created equal. No, it's not. The ninth inning, if you give up runs in the ninth inning, guess what? The game is over. If you give him up in the seventh, you get a couple more at bat. You give up the eighth, you got one more at bat. When you're on the road and you know you're not coming up, you will have already come up in the ninth. When you put your pitcher out there, you're done.
But you know why he used Strom in the seventh, right?
Matchup.
Yes.
Always.
Now look, there's a good chance the same guys that bat in the seventh are going to bat in the ninth. I mean, we should say that. You never exactly know. And you could go 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and then those guys that hit in the seventh never come up in the ninth. But the reality is, oftentimes, players that hit in the seventh are also going to come up in the ninth. But, I mean, the bottom line is Topper felt in the moment in the seventh, this is a key spot to use my primary lefty reliever, Strom, who, again, despite his struggles, is probably one of their two best relievers. I can't blast him for that. Again, how is this not on Dombrowski? Can somebody answer me how this is not on Dombrowski? I mean, Jody, you're telling me he should have saved Strom for the ninth, and I got a lot of people that don't want Strom in the game, and I'm telling you he's their second-best reliever. That is a Dave Dombrowski issue. Clear as day. Clear as day. Now, Rhea, I know you're going to come in here charging on Rob Thomson.
I'm waiting.
All right, talk to me.
Everything you say about Dombrowski is true. That game is in front of you. You absolutely cannot. I don't know how many times I could do an entire update of cannots. Put Romano back out there for a five-out save. You cannot. They said they pulled Kirkering after 25 pitches on Monday night to make him available. Why wasn't he available? All of a sudden, he wasn't available. No, there's no way. You are lucky that he came in and got you two outs on five pitches. He did his job in the eighth inning. You can't put him back out.
So the five pitches is pretty key, though. Like, he did not pitch much in the eighth. So two outs and five pitches is, to me, a big part of the storyline.
If you put a lie detector on every single person who was awake at that time of the morning watching that, not a single one of them wanted Romano out.
Well, look, I'm not a Romano guy, but I'm just telling you. Seltzer, where are you? Blame game where?
I'm far more with Rhea than with you. Yep. Look, I think the Dave Dombrowski thing is a truism. Like, that is overarching all this. Dave Dombrowski has done a bad job. This bullpen's not good enough. Facts, it is what it is. But to Rhea's point, you still have to manage each game in front of you. And Topper has done this.
You know, he's also managing October.
I get it. Topper's done this so many times. Like, the bringing a guy in a big spot in an inning, he gets two big outs, and then he sits on the bench and cools down and all that, and then he brings him back out. He does this all the time. I think it's a mistake every single time he does it. Jose Alvarado is the only guy who's sometimes been able to do it. It's just a bad philosophy. Like, I get it. He doesn't have guys. I thought
What about this philosophy? Because I hear this 5 million times a season from Phillies fans, and I'm one of them says it. My guy pitched five pitches in the eighth inning, he should be able to pitch the ninth.
Again, I believe that it is really hard to come into a spot, a big spot late in a game, get big outs, go sit on the bench as a reliever, and then come back out and ratchet it back up. I personally don't believe in that philosophically. There are certain relievers who can do it, but most guys really struggle with that.
Look,
and
I think
that was a big mistake by Rob
Thompson.
Maybe
it'll be me versus the world today. That is possible. Devin, what say you? Where are we at?
I mean, I think that blame is due for both Thompson. And of course, like, I agree with what James said, a truism is Dave Dombrowski is the one who's, you know, controlling the talent that Rob Thompson is able to roll out there.
Or lack of.
Exactly. Right. I'm giving them too much credit by saying that. I mean, I just don't understand the decision. And maybe he didn't have options, which, again, is mind blowing because he literally said after the game, well, I was in a corner because Kirk Green wasn't available.
Right.
Well, what? Why wasn't he available? Then that leads us to speculate, you know, okay, is he injured? Was something wrong?
Well, let me answer that. He's not available, and I used this phrase earlier.
They wanted to make him available, though, like Rhea said.
I know they did, but he's not available.
And they had an off day before they got out there. Look, like, he pitched one day. He can't pitch a second day in a row?
I'm going to tell you.
Like, this is nonsense.
I'm going to tell you why he's not available. You might not like it. I'm just going to tell you why.
Oh, yeah, because Wheeler threw the complete game. He hasn't pitched in Saturday, one day.
Because Rob Thompson's trying to manage October. You may disagree with it. I'm just telling you.
It's July.
Look, I'm just telling you.
Not putting Kirk Green out there in July.
Look, all I'm telling you is 23.
No, I get the innings thing and the pitches thing. I get that.
Kimbrel 23.
I get it.
Hold on. Kimbrel 23, freaking done in October. Freaking Hoffman and Strom last year, and Kirk Green, by the way, hit a wall in October. He's trying to avoid that. You may not like how he arrived at it last night, and I get it. Jody, Devin, James, Rhea, and everyone listening to me that disagrees with me, I respect where you're coming from.
I don't respect where you're coming from.
I know you
from.
Don't. Well, then you don't get to complain if Kimbrel freaking hits a wall because he's caught.
And how much older is Kimbrel?
Well, he was about 10 years old.
I mean, come on.
I know. But you got to admit, Strom and Hoffman also fell apart in the postseason.
Yeah, but he was like 12 or 14, 13 years older.
Huh? Well, <It's> whatever. Like, all right, where do you stand? I mean, it was a complicated end of the game. Maybe you say it's a simple end. I don't know. I think it's actually complicated. But it was wacky. It was awful. It was terrible. And the Mets have tied the Phils. Look, 215-592-9494. The philosophical debate, and it sort of is philosophical, use the same reliever back-to-back days or use the same reliever in a second inning after pitching five pitches in the eighth inning. What do you think? And where do you assign blame as it relates to Rob Thompson, as it relates to Romano, as it relates to Dave Dombrowski? 215-592-9494. Plus the baseball thing. We got a ton to do on me and Jack today. It happens today. In 5 hours and 49 minutes, it's real, at Plymouth White Marsh High School. Looking forward to it. We'll talk a lot about that as well. Off and rolling on a Wednesday morning, 94 WIP.
It was super hot yesterday, going to be hot again today. So if you got the AC blasting, you got your fans going, you got the shades pulled all the way down, and it still feels like you feel the heat coming through your windows, and it might be time to check on them. That's why I'm so happy I replaced my old drafty windows with Window Nation's energy-efficient one years ago. And for everyone else that is feeling that heat seeping into your home, now is the time. You can get 50% off all window styles, plus zero interest for 5 whole years, no interest until 2030. And Window Nation can install your windows in just one day, which makes upgrading your home so much easier, even with your busy schedule. Window Nation has 45,000 five-star reviews, so you can feel safe trusting them with your home. I have with both of my homes. It's their biggest deal of the year, running now through July 31st. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com for your free quote on energy-efficient replacement windows today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.